Picture this. An 18,000-pound freight train barreling down the tracks. And it comes upon this 5-foot-thick, steel-reinforced wall right in the middle of the tracks. It busts right through it like it didn't even exist. And now let's contrast that with a simple 1-inch block sitting on the rail in front of that same 18,000-pound freight train. That little bitty block keeps that train from moving at all. Now, you're asking yourselves, well, why is he talking about freight trains on this leadership podcast? Well, I want to know what it is that's keeping you from moving. Is it a simple 1-inch block? So today we're going to jump in to the exciting idea behind momentum in leadership. Let's start breaking through barriers together. Welcome back to the Do More podcast. My name is Ben Ribble, and I am the founding coach here at Laser Focused Life. And I'm so excited that you're able to join me today as we jump into the exciting idea of momentum in leadership. Momentum in leadership. And before we really get into it too deeply, I want to kind of define what I'm talking about when I say momentum in leadership. For our intents and purposes, momentum is that driving force behind progress, that driving force that pushes us forward. It's the energy that propels us in toward our goals, toward the things that are helping us achieve within our personal or professional lives. And just like anything, there's good momentum and there's bad momentum. And good momentum is when we're really moving forward and we feel like things are getting done, we're achieving results, we're making it, right? And then there's the bad momentum or lost momentum when we feel like we're stagnant, when we're sitting still, when we're not able to achieve anything and everything just seems so difficult and so hard, right? So let's go back to that train that I was talking about at the beginning. That train, that 18,000-pound freight train barreling down the tracks, as it moves down the tracks, it speeds up, it gets faster and faster, and it just keeps going, and it's gaining power and momentum as it moves forward. That train gets to a point where it's not just moving, it's nearly unstoppable, right? But the dichotomy of that is when we have a stationary train, the train sitting still. And when that train is sitting still, it's so easy to keep it from moving. That 1-inch block right on the rail is going to keep that train from moving because it cannot gain momentum. But here's the beautiful thing. When we have momentum, when we're actively pursuing our goals, we can break through some significant barriers, sometimes with ease. Or maybe it just feels like ease because we've got so much momentum going. But on the converse, if we are stagnant, if we're not making any movement forward, when we're hesitant, even those smallest little obstacles can feel like huge roadblocks, and they can derail our progress completely. So to kind of bring this home, bring this personal, I want to tell you a little bit about my story when I was launching Laser Focused Life. There's so many things that go into starting a business. And not only starting the business from the legal aspect of it, how do I set this up? Should it be a corporation or an LLC, or what should it be from those legal aspects to trying to figure out how am I going to market this business to my ideal clients? All of these things seemed so insurmountable, like so much to do. I had a task list, a checklist of things to do that was what seemed like a mile long. And every time I would look at it, I would think, where do I even start? How do I even begin? There's so much. I would almost be paralyzed by the fear of not knowing what to do. And then I remembered the whole idea of momentum. And I thought to myself, well, I wonder what would happen if I just started taking small steps. So I did just that. I started doing one thing that I knew that I could do. And then as I started to chip away at that thing, I thought, you know, this isn't so hard. And so then I started adding other things that I could do. And before I knew it, my list was now manageable. I was gaining momentum. I was moving the train down the tracks. And it was so much easier once I just started moving. And that's the whole idea. When it comes down to it, you just have to get out there and move. Start to make some progress. Even if it's the smallest progress, make progress. And here's another example. This one's of a rather large company that most everyone has heard of, Netflix, right? Imagine being the leadership at Netflix when you started into the DVD rental game, and you had all of these powerhouses like Blockbuster out there, really kind of keeping you from being successful, or so it seemed in your mind. But what's interesting about the way Netflix looked at their business model was they thought, okay, what can we do? What kind of small momentum can we make? And they shifted towards making momentum in a different arena, an arena that eventually disrupted all of these other DVD and video rental companies to the point that they're defunct and non-existent anymore. But they went to streaming. And when they went to the streaming services, they not only were then the new powerhouse, but they also started producing their own content. And it's beautiful to see how once they started moving, once they started on their path, it just snowballed. Their success snowballed. And that's what can happen with you as well. And just to punctuate all of this, I want to tell you one more story. This one's about a client that I had. We're going to call her Sarah. Yes, I have permission to tell you about her story. Sarah was a marketing executive, and she had gotten to a point in her career that she was feeling kind of stagnant, and she didn't know what to do. She didn't know what was going to make her love her job again. What was it going to take? And so she came to me and she told me this is what was happening in her life. And she was struggling just day in and day out doing the simple things. And she didn't know how to gain that passion back. And so through our coaching, and I see this so often with my clients, that a lot of times what happens is they are, you know, for simplicity's sake, they are losing their passion because they've lost their sight. They've lost the ability to see beyond today. And so that's what we did with Sarah. We talked about what are your goals? What are your aspirations? What do you want to do? And what was neat was when Sarah started talking about these things that she wanted to do in her life and in her career, she started to light up a little bit. And when she lit up, I knew we were onto something. So I coached her. Let's make some actionable steps that you can take that are going to lead you closer to achieving this goal. On a daily basis, let's take one little small step each day and see what we can do. And what's funny is those small steps each day gave her back her hope, gave her the ability to dream again and see a future where she was at or where she wanted to be. And she started to build momentum. She was setting clear goals. And friends, these are things that you can do as well. But Sarah began to set her clear goals, and she started to develop these actionable strategies that she could, again, every single day, she could jump into something to move her just a little bit closer, even if it's just 1%. 1%, it only takes 100 days of improving 1% or moving 1% closer to your goal to achieve it. Sarah got out there and she networked more actively, and she implemented some new strategies that she hadn't tried before because she was kind of stuck in her old ways. But what was neat was she just started making changes, and in those changes, she started to find herself again and she started to find her passion again. She found her momentum. And when she found her momentum, her life changed. So how can you build your momentum? I know that's the question. That's why we're here, right? How can we as leaders grow in our momentum? How can we develop momentum? Same thing that we said with Sarah. One of the first things that you have to do is look forward, look past today into your future, and ask yourself, where do I want to be? What do I want to do? Who do I want to be? And when you start to ask those questions, the who, what, when, where, don't worry about the how. We're going to think, what kind of goals can I set for myself? What kind of aspirations can I have? And what you'll do then is you're going to start by setting some smarter goals. And when I say smarter goals, I'm meaning specific, measurable, actionable. This is where it gets a little different. You're going to go risky. These goals have to be fun. They have to be a little bit risky. You want it to be time-bound. You don't want to just kind of sit on it and stagnate on it forever then. You want to make that momentum, and having it time-bound is going to make it momentum. It needs to be exciting. Again, otherwise we risk stagnation. And it needs to be relevant. Relevant to you, where you're at in your life, and the time that you have, it needs to be relevant. Smarter goals, specific, measurable, actionable, risky, time-bound, exciting, and relevant. And then once you have these goals set, we need to establish some routines or some habits that are going to help you every single day move closer to these goals that you've set. One little piece, remember, it's only 1% at a time, is all we need to make momentum. Establish these routines and habits. Stack them within your life somewhere that you're going to remember to do these things. And then here's another little tip. And this one's kind of makes you step outside of your comfort zone, because as soon as we tell somebody else about our goals, they become extremely real. And so what I want you to do is find an accountability partner, somebody that you can tell what goals or aspirations you've set for yourself, so that they can ask you about those from time to time. Because when they ask you about these goals, it's going to remind you. You're going to have somebody checking in on you, encouraging you, maybe even joining you, depending on what the goal is. So I encourage you, even if it's just one little bitty simple thing, find that thing today, right now, and set in place an action plan to start the ball rolling so that you can be that 18,000-pound freight train rolling down the track, so that if you do come upon a seemingly immovable object, like a 5-foot-thick reinforced steel brick wall, you can bust right through it. You're not going to have any problems busting right through it because you've built momentum up to that point. But first, you have to move. You have to start moving. So again, when it comes down to that beautiful picture of the train rolling down the tracks, coming up on that brick wall, remember, the train has built momentum, has forward motion, and so it's going to use what it has just to push on through and keep on keeping on. And you can do the same thing. But remember, on the other side of it, if you just sit there, if you're not moving, even the smallest amount of movement, it's not going to take much to hold you there. That fear, that anxiety, that frustration with yourself, those things are all going to be insurmountable obstacles. So I encourage you, no, I implore you, take action today so that you can start building momentum. So when you do come to those roadblocks, they become stepping stones instead. Now, I want you to continue this growth pattern that you're on. That's what this is. You are growing. And one of the best ways that I can imagine to help you in that is for you to jump over to laserfocus.life/training, because I've got some free trainings that are coming up. These are live. I'll be actually there training you. And I've got a few different ones coming up, so I encourage you to jump over there. That could be your first step. That could be your action step. Jump over there, get registered for one of these upcoming trainings. And they're live, but they're online, so you can watch from your pajama or from your couch in your pajamas if you need to. Laserfocus.life/trainings, and I'll put the link in the show notes below. Now, the last thing I want to do is thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Do More podcast. This episode is, if you can't tell, near and dear to my heart. I love the idea of momentum and movement, taking action where we can today so that when we look back, when we get a little bit further down the road, we can look back on today and say, I am proud of me for taking the action when I did. So the one thing I'm going to ask you to do is, if you could, you enjoyed today's content, please do me a favor and subscribe to this podcast. And if it so implores you, go ahead and leave a rating on whatever podcasting platform you listen. And until next time, friends, I encourage you to achieve clarity, focus, and momentum towards your success. God bless.